המתרגמים וכל החברים יתרגנו על הספר, על חלק י'.
While our translators are getting ready for 10, we'll do a song and then we will start the study, even though we don't have it in English.
רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו, מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו, מעל תנועה, מעל מקום, מעל כל הזמנים, מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים. בוא ניצא רוצים לחבר את המחשבות במחשבה אחת בינינו, בלב אחד כמו משפחה אל מטרת חיינו, ללא פירוד, ללא גבולות, ללא מאבקים, בכל מצב ביחד כאן שרים.
Okay, so we are going to be reading the study of Ten Sefirot. It is volume 3 in Hebrew. We are reading in part 10, the inner observation. Unfortunately, we don't have it in English, but we will do our best here.
I think
it's worth for us to read a bit from this, to get familiar also a bit with a few matters here which belong to Ibur, to conception, impregnation. Of course, it's not like the same state that we're in Ibur, but as much as we learn by this, we're awakening the surrounding lights, as we've read in the introduction to Tess, that even that we don't understand what we learn, and we're not actually in it, and we don't understand. Nonetheless, by the study, we awaken the surrounding lights, and they operate upon us, and they bring us closer, as he writes, they very much bring us closer to the same states we want to reach, meaning Ibur. So, let's read and think, not in our mind, but think how we want to be in it, that it will enter us, because only from your actions we shall know you, meaning only from the actions that will pass over us, we'll become familiar with the manners. So please.
So we are in volume 3 of the study of Ten Sefirot, inner observation, item 1. Here the Ari divides the 7 kings who went down to Bria upon the 3 discernments in them, the lights, the sparks, and the vessels.
Meaning the 7 Melachim, that were broken, like we've spoken of them, that we had in the world of Nikudim, the breaking of the vessel, the shattering of the vessel, and all those parts fell from sanctity, from the world of Atzilut, below the Parsa, to the worlds of Bia. And what then occurs?
He also unites to them three unique places for their correction. In the Yesod of Tvuna, the vessels are corrected, and in the place of the slice, the sparks are corrected, and in the foundation of upper Bina, the lights are corrected. We need to understand this matter. Mostly, we need to understand the matter of the sparks, as the whole matter of scrutinies and raising man, and the work of the righteous in raising man surround them. Hence, we need to understand them well. First, what is the essence of these sparks? Two, what is the matter of their number? And also, we find that there are seemingly clashes in the words of the Ari as far as numbers, because sometimes he says that they're clarified and 320 sparks rise. Sometimes he says that they're only 316 and 15 sparks. And sometimes he says that there are 248 sparks. And all these numbers are main things, and we need to understand what their source is.
Meaning that we're raising the sparks, it's the same parts of the whole soul, and they begin to connect them gradually by the upper light, until the person feels that in him it turns into some inner impression that something has been done in him, something awakens in him, and this already is the attainment in the spiritual world. Onward.
Item 2. First, we will clarify the essence of the sparks, upon which the Ari says that they fell with the shattered vessels to Bia, in order to revive them. And here, in truth, the Ari clarified them well already in the world of Akudim, where he says there that the Reshimot and the reflected light that descends clash against one another, and from them sparks of light are born as Or Chozer, which is judgment, Din, and is worse than the light of the Reshimot, which is mercy, Rachamim. It was clarified there in the inner light, Opnimi, that the light leaves behind it a reshimo in the vessel after it departs from there. For instance, if it's at the level of keter, it leaves behind a reshimo in the kli from p'china dalet, which is the level of keter. Later, when the zivug on the aviut that remains in the masach, which is p'china gimel, the third phase, and upon it, the level of Chokhmah emerges. Here, this level that emerged now, because it is much more important than the Reshimo, because what comes from the light of the Zivug, whereas the Reshimo, although the level of its measure is higher than the level of Chokhmah from which it came, although it departed from the illumination of its zivug, and it has no more than a diminished illumination. Hence, the light of the level of Chokhmah beats on the Reshimo, meaning it enters and illuminates her vessel. And from this force, the Reshimo must depart from the Kli, and to rise above the Kli, as tagin, which are parallel to the letters. And then the sparks fall from the Reshimo, because the Reshimo includes two kinds of lights, a fine light and a coarse light. It's just like the totality of the light includes Or Yashar and Or Chozer, meaning reflected light which inverts from below upwards and becomes, I'm sorry, from up down and becomes a Kli. Also, the Reshimo that remains from this light is also included from Or Yashar and Or Chozer. The Or Yashar, direct light, is called the pure light. And the Or Chozer, reflected light, is called the coarse light, as the Ari says. Although this coarse light, which becomes a vessel and clothes the Or Yashar, the direct light, is still not a complete Kli, as long as it's connected with the direct light. But after the departure of the pure light above, and the coarse light remains below, because the coarse light, which is reflected light, cannot rise ever. Rather, it remains below, and then the coarse light becomes a Kli. This speaks on the totality of the coarse light that clothed the whole of the direct light. Although this is the part of the coarse light that departed from the Reshimo and remained in the Kli because of the clash of the level of its posterior in it. Although it's still not considered a Kli, like the coarse light of totality. And it is because the emerging of the Reshimot outside the Kli, as Tagin, is not considered a complete emergence and departure. This is the rule, that the Reshimot is not departed ever, but even though it emerged above the Kli, it still illuminates the matter of its coarse light, because this is why it is considered the secret of Tagin upon the letters, upon the Otiot, meaning that it's connected to him and illuminates him. Hence, the coarse light of the Reshimo does not become a Kli by its emergence of the Reshimo from the Kli, and it's still considered a light now. This is why the Ari is precise in calling them always in the name of sparks of light, to imply that there is no vessel there like on the coarse light of the totality. Because the direct light of the totality of the level has completely departed and rose to its root. And what remained is the coarse light below only, without any illumination from it. Whereas the coarse light, which departed from the Reshimo due to this clash and remained alone in the Kli, here the light of the Reshimo is still adhered to it. Hence, because it's adhered to it, it's still considered as being mingled with him. Because as long as the reflected light is adhered with the direct light, prior to its departure, the reflected light is intermingled with the direct light without any recognition between them. Look well there.
Okay. What can we see here? What can we do? Let's see from the questions, maybe. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что решимот выходит за пределы?
Yes, dear Raf, what does it mean that the Reshimo emerges from the boundaries of the vessel?
I don't know, where did they translate that for you?
Несколько раз мы читали вот в этом последней части, что решимот выходит за
пределы. Several times here we read in this last part that the Reshimot emerge the boundaries of the Kli to Tagin.
Okay. We're talking about sum total, right? The will to receive and the will to bestow. Two forces in nature. And if we're talking about the will to receive, then on the part of the created being, there is the few forms of will to receive, root 1, 2, 3, 4, according to the coarseness. which is tied to the light in its form, different forms of coarseness, and the light is connected to him, to the desire. And then the light too is also connected, divided to five levels, and desire that can be together, and that's called already there together in the Partsuf. And the light and desire cannot be together, they're separated, because then the desire is opposite the light and he cannot receive the light. And then there's Rishimot, Rishimot from the direct light that it wanted to bestow to the desire, and Rishimot, the records from the reflected light that wants, desire wanted to bestow to the light, in all these different forms, right, of elements. Components. Now, what was your question exactly?
What does
it mean that the Reshimot emerge from the boundaries of the vessel and become Tagin?
They can no longer work as Reshimot records. We have Tanta, Tagin, Otiyot, Amim. These are four different impressions of the vessel from the light. Ta'amim, that's the vessel feels how the light is in it, as internal light. Ta'amim, tastes. Nekudot, points, how the vessel cannot hold the light inside, and then the light departs, and thus the departure of the light from the vessel, by this the vessel cannot hold it, as if it banishes it, like... That's called the desire that enters will to receive in the light departures. That's called Nekudot, these lights. Tagin are those same lights that are above the vessel. They departed the vessel and are at a higher degree than the vessel, illuminating to it from above. And the Otiyot, the letters are already the vessels, those same desires with the Reshimot, that they can be true vessels for the light, that there is where the entire spiritual process occurs to us. There, that we reveal it's all in Otiyot, in letters. And that's also by us, let's say, when we write the letters, it's very clear to us what it is. Rather Ta'amim, Nekudot and Tagin, those don't give us really any measure of what's occurring. The letters are the main thing. Otiyot. Those are the vessels that come from the degree of Malchut.
Tzafon.
Tzafon?
Tzafon Shtayim.
Why don't we have the tools to understand the process of the Reshimo? Why don't we have the vessels to understand the process of the Reshimo?
Reshimot records are those same lights. How can you hold them, feel them? From where? You have no vessels to hold the Reshimot, the records. This is what you wanted to ask half an hour ago?
No, it's not the same question I wanted to ask half an hour ago. But how do I hold on to these lights inside of me?
If you have a screen with coarseness, then surely you can hold these lights and they illuminate to you, either from above or from within, from the outside, a surrounding light. All sorts of forms.
PT19.
Yes, he says the Reshimo includes two kinds of lights, a pure light and a coarse light, and just like the light, the direct light and the reflected light. Question. Tell me, you said there's a connection between what we read now and Ubar. Do these Reshimot have an influence on the Ubar?
First of all, you see, we're learning the 10th part of Tess, that is called the first Ibur, the first conception, right? The embryo, Ibur. So this is what he's explaining here.
I asked whether the reshimot that are written here have an influence on the embryo, on its birth, on its development.
Yes, we took the inner observation. It's a part of that same part that talks about the embryo, about conception, ibur.
What is our influence on the reshimo, actually? Can you influence this reshimo or not?
Yes. Yes. Reshimo, the record, determines our state, and we influence the reshimo, the record, by our actions. All the records we have are from the breaking of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. We're all broken. And then we need to arrange ourselves, organize ourselves, and thus we raise those records, and from within the records, the upper light puts together the patsuf, and that's called that we're building the temple, let's say, building the soul from the shattering.
And reshimot is not a permanent thing that I can influence them? Me and my behavior and my...
You don't influence the reshimot, the records that are seemingly outside of you, not steady. They awaken in you according to your work towards correction.
Ken.
But do I influence them with my behavior?
Yes.
Moscow
3.
Раф, вот в этой в этом отрывке много раз указывается, что отражение.
In this excerpt we just read, we talk about the reflected light being a coarse light, and there's a very clear explanation here. But nevertheless, I can't understand the essence of it. Why is the reflected light coarse?
Because it comes from Malchut. And in such a manner, it bestows from below upwards. This is the light, the bestowal that comes from the receiver to the bestower, from man to the creator. And thus it's much coarser than the direct light that comes from the creator below to the created being. But on the extent that the man can activate the reflected light and clothe the direct light, and then both of them, the reflected light and the direct light, turn into inner light. And in such a manner, the light expands in the soul. In the extent that the direct light can clothe in the reflected light, to the extent that we want to bestow to one another and to the Creator, that's called reflected light. And that measure of bestowal upon it clothes the bestowal of the Creator, and that when one clothes in the other, both of them clothe in us, in the connection between us called the soul.
А вот термин грубый, какой корень этого?
The concept coarse. What is the root of this coarseness?
Of course, it comes from the word aviyut, coarseness, that our ego, our coarseness, how much we reject, and to that extent we are drawn forward. And thus the coarse light, meaning it may be coarse, but it's very important because it determines what partsuf will have, what height, what intensity, what fulfillment. The partsuf is called the soul that we're building. Okay. PT7.
It's written here that as long as the reflected light is adhered to the direct light, prior to it departing, the reflected light is mixed with the direct light without any recognition between them. What does it mean to no recognition between them?
Because both these lights, direct light, which is the bestowal from the Creator to the soul, and reflected light, which is the bestowal of the soul to the Creator, both of them clothe one in the other and turn into inner light, one light. And when that light already, when the reflected light already departs, then the direct light also departs. And the Creator doesn't illuminate upon man more than what man wants to bestow to the Creator. Thus, as much as a person clothes in the ten, accordingly, he can reveal that there within the ten, there is the Creator.
Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav.
No sé si entendí bien, pero escuché de usted que la luz.
I don't know if I understood this correct, but I heard from you that the reflected light is coarser because it reflects back to the Creator. It's like from a person to the Creator. What does it mean that the light is from a person to the Creator if everything is absorbed in the ten, everything is taken in the ten? Is it a language of connections or?
Yes, the Creator that bestows from above below, that's called direct light. And it goes from refined to coarse. Rather, the reflected light which awakens to the created being, it bestows from the coarse part, which is the will to receive the created being, by rejection, repulsion, from coarse to refined, from below upwards. And thus both these lights, direct light and reflected light, are opposite one another. But both want to bestow one to another, and thus they connect and clothe one in another. The direct light, which comes from above below, clothes in the reflected light, which ascends, rises from below upwards. That's it.
PT 29. Sparks that he writes about, it's actually a combination of tagin and nekudot.
We have tamim, nekudot, tagin, and otiyot, right? Tamim, nekudot, tagin, and otiyot. Sparks, nitzotzin, are the results from the where the lights come into contact from the departure of the vessel. There's a lot what to talk about here. The sparks themselves are actually the vessels. The otiyot are the vessels. We'll learn about that. We get to learn about it. It's not really so important. We'll get closer and you'll see this is not so complex, these matters. We too, in this world, if we would know well the structure of man, we would also identify all these discernments. Yes, we would also identify them. But we don't understand ourselves. Man is not familiar with himself and what's occurring in him. But in us is occurring precisely like in spirituality, a copy to corporeal reality, those same discernments.
Okay?
Okay. We will end here.
Maybe a question in the end, because we went through a lot from a depicting to a letter 19, Yibur. What are we going to work with the tens today?
We're exiting now to our day to work at the ten. How are we getting closer between us to such an extent that we turn into one man and one heart? And from this, we'll have conception.
Bye.
Toda.
All the best.
Thank you. Our schedule for today at 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, The Secret of the Eternal Book with Dr. Michael Lightman. From 10:35 to 11:05, the news program with Dr. Michael Lightman. We will conclude and sing a song together.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno, vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Tu ego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno, vámonos todos juntos.